Welcome in. Today we're making a proper junglist weapon. A Vuverstab that doesn't just sound right, it sits right. Because in old school jungle and early DnB, that stab isn't a pad, and it's not a polite chord. It's percussion. It's a rhythmic jab that talks back to the break. The whole point of this lesson is micro timing. Tiny offsets, little pitch jolts, filter bites, and just enough rave room to feel like you sampled it off a battered record but you can still perform it like an instrument inside Ableton Live 12. We're going to build a macro-controlled Hoover stab offset rack, where one or two knobs can push the stab ahead or behind the drummer, chop it into gated bursts, flick the pitch for aggression, and widen it up for fills without washing out your amen. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you already know how racks and macros work, and you can warp and quantize a break. The focus is how to make the Hoover feel played, not pasted. Alright. Step 1. We need a stab source. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. For oscillator 1, pick a saw. Basic shapes, saw is perfect. Oscillator 2, also a saw, and to tune it. Then bring in unison. Classic mode, somewhere between 4 and 8 voices. Detune around 15 to 30%. If it's getting too wide already, pull back the blend a touch. We want size, but we don't want it to smear yet. Now give it that Hoover-ish motion. Drop chorus ensemble after Waveeatable. Set it to ensemble mode. Amount around 30 to 50%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Slow movement is the key here. If it's wobbling fast, it starts feeling like a modern supersaw instead of that ravira swirl. Then add saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on. This is going to make the stab feel like it's coming out of a sampler or a cheap mixer channel that's being pushed. Don't be shy, but also don't destroy it yet. We want impact more than fuzz. Now, make it a stab, not a pad. Go into Waveeatable's amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 50 to 150 milliseconds. And a quick musical note, Hoover stabs love those dark rave zones. Try F, G, or G-sharp, or just follow the root of your bass line, and we'll carve space later. Good, now we build the actual secret sauce, the offset engine. After Waveeatable, add Ableton's delay, not echo. Delay, turn sync off so you're in milliseconds. Set left and right time the same. Start at 0, feedback at 0%, and this part is critical, dry slash wet at 100%. What we just built is basically a micro timing shifter. No repeats, no tail. It's just moving the entire stab later in time, and that's why it works. You get the late stab pocket without changing MIDI note positions. Now select Waveeatable and those effects and group them into an instrument rack. Command or Control G. Macro 1 is going to be offset. In milliseconds, map delay time to it. Set the macro range from 0 to 30 milliseconds. Now, teacher note here. Don't treat this like a delay amount knob. Treat it like feel. It's where the stab sits relative to your snare transient and the hat shuffle. A value that sounds subtle and solo can feel outrageously late once the break is at full volume. As a starting guide, 0 to 8 milliseconds is tight and modern. 10 to 18 is that classic late stab bounce. 20 to 30 is obvious drag, more like a special effect for fills. And one more key idea, if every stab is late all the time, it stops grooving and starts sounding sloppy. We're going to use offset as variation. Next, we're adding gate chop, like those old sampler stabs that feel hard cut. Add auto pan after the delay. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Set rate to sync. Start at 1/8 or 1/16. Amount at 0 for now. Macro 2, gate. Map auto pan amount from 0 to 100%. Macro 3, gate rate. Map auto pan rate from 1/8 to 1/16. If you want more extremes, you can go 1/8 to 1/32nd, but 1/8 to 1/16 is the classic usable zone. This gives you that instant rave chop you can punch in for a bar, then back out, without rewriting MIDI. Now let's add pitch attitude, the pitch flick, inside Waveeatable. Enable pitch envelope. Keep it short. This is one of those moves where people go way too big, then wonder why it sounds like the wrong note. The trick is that a small move, done fast, reads as aggression. Map macro 4. Pitch flick. Map pitch env amount from 0 up to something like 12. And then also map pitch env decay from around 20 milliseconds up to 150 milliseconds to the same macro if you want one knob control. Here's how to think about it. Small flick punches through a break. Bigger flick is rave alarm punctuation, like a drop marker. Use the big settings sparingly so they actually mean something. Next, filter bite. That wah chew. Add auto filter. You can put it before saturator for a cleaner bite, or after saturator for a dirtier bite. Tray both quickly and pick the one that talks. Set filter type to LP24 for weight, or MS2 if you want that acidish edge. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.5. If there's drive available, a little helps. Now use the auto filter envelope. Envelope amount positive. Attack basically instant, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 100 to 400 milliseconds. Macro 5. Byte. Map filter cutoff from roughly 200 Hz up to 4kHz. Map envelope amount from 0 up to around 50%. Optionally map resonance from 0.1 to 0.6 for extra snarl at the top of the macro. This macro is money for call and response. You can do two identical MIDI hits, but one is dark and one is bright, and it feels like a conversation. Now let's add space, but the right kind of space. Jungle space should hype the stab, without stealing focus from the break. Add hybrid reverb. Use room or plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so the stab transient stays clear. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Wet around 8 to 20% to start. After the reverb, add utility. Turn on bass mono somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. Set width carefully, like 90 to 140%. Macro 6. Rave space. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from about 5% up to 25. Map utility width from 90 up to 140. And here's the discipline. If you crank offset and reverb together all the time, you smear timing and the whole groove turns to fog. Save the bigger space for fills, endings of phrases, pre-drop moments. Keep the drop more focused. Now we get into the part that makes this junglist instead of just a rack, performing offset like arrangement. Open a MIDI clip for your stabs. Make short notes. Think 1/16th to 1/8. Place them on offbeats and between snare hits. That's where the stab becomes part of the drum groove instead of fighting it. And add one little triplet moment, like an 8-note triplet stab. That tiny rhythmic surprise is pure jungle tension. Try a basic 16-bar storyline like this. Bars 1 to 4. Offset low. Byte medium. Establish the theme. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce offset around 10 to 15 milliseconds, but only on every second stab. Now it feels human, like someone's tapping pads. Bars 9 to 12. Add gating for one bar at the end of each 4-bar block. Bars 13 to 16. Bigger pitch flick and more rave space on fills leading into a drop. Now, how do you offset only some hits without getting lost? Option 1 is automation. Automate the offset macro. Do quick bumps for specific hits. Don't draw long ramps unless you want a deliberate slide Y feel. Jungle timing moves are usually snappy. Option 2 is super practical and very MPC brain. Build a tight chain and a late chain. Inside the instrument rack, create two chains. Chain A is tight, with delay time basically 0 to 4 milliseconds. Chain B is late, with delay time set around 12 to 18 milliseconds. Then use chain selector to switch between them. Map macro 7. Tight slash late to the chain selector so you can flick between characters. This is a big workflow upgrade, because you can play timing roles like a DJ cutting doubles. Tight, then late, then tight again, without drawing tiny automation spikes. Quick coach note while we're here, macro dead zones are your friend. In macro mapping, you don't have to map offset linearly from 0 to 30. A very usable classic jungle range is often 6 to 18 milliseconds. Consider compressing the macro so most of the knob lives there, and the extremes are special effect zones you only hit on purpose. Also, test mono, because we're using a 100% wet micro delay plus unison and chorus. Even with feedback at 0, you can get comb-y hollowness when summed to mono. So drop a utility at the end of the chain temporarily and hit mono. If the stab collapses too hard, reduce chorus amount, reduce unison width, or keep offset smaller. Now we glue it into the drums, because none of this matters if the stab steals the snare. Add a compressor on the stab track. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your snare track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the stab when the snare hits. This makes the stab feel like it's answering the snare instead of masking it. That's the whole jungle conversation. Then eck. At EQ8, high pass the stab somewhere, between 120 and 250 Hz so you don't fight the sub and the bass. If it's too shouty, dip 2 to 4kHz, and keep an eye on 300 to 600 Hz, that boxy hoover zone that can eat headroom. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. First, too much offset all the time. Late stabs only feel late when some hits are not late. Contrast is the groove. Second, Offset plus reverb equals mess if you live there. Use pre-delay, keep reverb low in the drop, and push it for fills. Third, over wide hoovers. Unison and chorus are fun, but too wide in the drop weakens the center and messes mono. Keep width controlled and mono your low area. Fourth, no frequency separation from your bass. Hoovers love low mids, so do respaces. Decide who owns 200 to 500 Hz. Fifth, gating without groove. If your autopan gate is chopping in a way that ignores the brake swing, it can feel like EDM grid. Match gate rate to the brake subdivisions, and don't be afraid to use it only for the last half bar of a phrase. Let's level up with a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. 1. A macro-controlled flam, without writing extra MIDI notes. Add a second delay after your offset delay. Sync off. Feedback 0. Dry slash wet only 10 to 25%. Time 8 to 20 milliseconds. Map that to a macro. Now a single stab sprouts a second transient, like a flam. It's perfect for rave punctuation.